USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is heading to China for a long-delayed visit with the foreign minister and leader Xi Jinping.
This is a visit that was supposed to happen 4 months ago and was called off by the Secretary of State when that Chinese balloon was shot down. The relationship was already having a particularly bumpy year then, so the expectation or the hope is that both sides can show that they can manage this relationship responsibly.
NBC correspondent Janice Mackey-Fryer in Beijing. Blinken will be the most senior U.S. official to visit China since Joe Biden became president. Biden heads to Hartford, Connecticut today to attend the first National Safer Communities Summit. It's a gun safety event where Biden will be joined by experts, politicians, and families that have suffered gun violence. As expected, all the lawyers involved in the case involving former President Trump's handling of classified documents must get security clearances before seeing some of those documents. Judge Eileen Cannon gave the two sides until Tuesday to tell her how they'll comply. The small town of Perryton, Texas, is the scene of a rescue and recovery effort after a tornado blew through yesterday. At least three people are dead, dozens hurt. Another person was killed by a twister touching down in Escambia County, Florida. The big-time heat wave will continue in Texas with feels-like temperatures approaching 115 degrees in Dallas and Houston today. Federal authorities say yesterday's hacking attacks on government and corporate computers were short, superficial, and quickly caught. Among the victims, the Energy Department, a couple of state DMVs, Nova Scotia's provincial government, and the British drugstore chain Boots. Looks like many of the nation's biggest retail chains expect a slower-than-usual holiday season. A CNBC survey shows those chains are buying less inventory to sell during the holidays. This is USA News.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans.
A new survey about the four-day work week and how many of us have one may surprise you.
The job seekers website, resumebuilder.com, polled nearly 1,000 employers and found that 20% already have a four-day work week. Another 41% said they plan to implement it at least on a trial basis. If the four-day work week ever becomes standard, it would be the biggest change to the nation's work schedule since 1926, when automaker Henry Ford adopted the five-day work week. I'm Michael Kastner.
Downtown Chicago's getting a Vegas-style casino, starting with a starter model.
The Illinois Gaming Board approved a proposal that allows Bally's to continue preparing the old Medina Temple for gaming. But Alderman Brian Hopkins says there are some unresolved issues.
They still haven't addressed the concerns for the community, which primarily revolve around crime, traffic, congestion, parking.
The temporary casino could open this summer. It would operate until a permanent one is built at the site of the former Chicago Tribune printing plant in the River West neighborhood. I'm Perry Williams.
It may not be as popular as the loss-leading dollar-and-a-half hot dog and soda deal, but Costco is adding a new category of fresh food, sushi. The chain store near its corporate headquarters in suburban Seattle will be the first to offer made-in-store sushi. The plan is to roll out the rolls and other items to other cities. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield,